As I mentioned, we are joined right now by a running back for the Arizona Cardinals. He had nearly 1,100 yards from scrimmage last season, 10 rushing TDs last season, 1,598 rushing yards, 18 rushing scores, and 308 receiving yards since joining Arizona. He was a two-time national champion at Alabama. He is a Smile Train ambassador. He is Kenyon Drake. Kenyon, good to have you back. How are you?
Pretty good, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
Good to have you back. Let me check in on you and your pups. How are your dogs, Tyson and Maxine, doing these days?
Man, the pups are good, man. Getting bigger every day. Mama Bear Maxine is just, the matriarch of the house. She does what she wants when she wants, and Tyson is the baby, so he just gets spoiled. It's a great life to live.
It is a great life to live. I love it. All right, so you're coming off a year where you rushed for 955 yards. I would, if it were me, Kenyon, I'd round that thing right up to 1,000. So I'd ask you how it feels to have a 1,000-yard season, except you posted the other day a video of yourself training with the caption, 45 yards short of 1K last year. So how much does coming that close motivate you to hit it even harder in the offseason?
Yes, it's a great motivating factor. And more importantly, from a team standpoint, just because, like you mentioned before, I'm used to being a champion. You know what I mean? I played at Alabama, surrounded by a bunch of great men, and they helped elevate my game to where I am today. And that motivation and that attention to detail and that pursuit of perfection that I learned there is something that I take heed to every day as I'm in this league, in this position, to go out there and showcase my skills. So falling short of that milestone, that benchmark, is definitely something that kind of ate at me as the season ended. But more importantly, like I was saying, I wanted to get to the playoffs. I know the Cardinals hadn't made the playoffs in 4 or 5 years, and we fell short of that goal after starting like 6-2. So that's definitely another motivating factor, is just to kind of get to that point to where, you know, we can get to the playoffs, because at that point, anything can happen.
Kenyon Drake joining us. All right, so let me follow you up on that. The team did take a big step forward last season. You got off to that great start, but as you just mentioned, it did not end the way you would have liked. But what did you make of the offense this past year, and in particular, how Kyler Murray led that offense in his second year?
Yeah, the offense made big strides and bounds from the year before. Continued to learn, especially within the circumstances. I mean, everybody else had to obviously deal with the circumstances as well. Shout out to everybody that's kind of out here fighting through the pandemic and making the most of the situation. But nobody knew if we were going to have football season. And we were able to kind of go out there, and some games we really flashed, was able to, make big plays. And some games we fell short of our expectations to a great degree. So just find that consistency, and I'm sure he would mirror that sentiment. Find that consistency and doing it game in and game out is what makes great team and great players great. And I'm sure he's doing all he can to, continue to build upon the success he's had. And I'm looking forward to him continue to be the great superstar he will be in this league.
Kenyon Drake, my guest. Now, when you came over to Arizona after your time in Miami, you took your game to a new level this past season, which was your first season as a full-blown featured back. What was that experience like for you, and then how much did it mean to you to have that opportunity to show the rest of the league what you could do with an opportunity like that?
Yeah, it meant a lot to me, and I'm very appreciative of Cliff Kingsbury, Bidwell, Kime, just all the guys there, with the decision making to, give me that opportunity. And, I felt like I went out there and I, did the most what I could with the opportunity. Like I said, fell short of certain, statistical goals that I set for myself. 10 rushing touchdowns is something that I'm very proud of. And I know the guys, in front of me also are very proud of that. But I know 45 yards short of 1,000 yards left a bad taste in all of my mouth, who was involved with the running game. So, just want to continue to build upon that. Showed I could run between the tackles, showed I can be, you know, that type of back. But, you know, my game in itself, I feel still remains on my versatility, being able to, you know, make plays in space. But also, like you said, I was able to show that I can be a every down back. And, you know, can't do it on my own, man. You know, got a bunch of great guys in the room with me, including Chase Edmonds, DJ Foster, you know, Benjamin, Jonathan, just a bunch of great guys that I was able to lean on personally in those times where I felt like, you know, I wasn't doing enough. They helped me to continue to persevere and continue to lead that running game as best as I could.
We're talking to Kenyon Drake. So it seems to me, and from what I'm hearing, you like it there. You like it there. You're comfortable there. You like the opportunity. You've got some unfinished business. But you did play this season on the transition tag, and you are scheduled to be a free agent next month, and there are going to be some decisions coming up in your future. So how are you going about evaluating the options in front of you, and what are you hoping to see in terms of an opportunity?
Yeah, I'm really just taking everything a day at a time right now. You know, enjoying the off season as I can in the capacity that you know, we're allowed with the pandemic, but also just kind of, you know, making sure that I'm building a good base for what I expect my body to feel like and look like once kind of start ramping it up a little bit more. You know, like I mentioned before earlier, talking on the Good Morning Football show, I just, you know, put everything, you know, in the hands of the people whose job it is to, you know, continue to put me in that best situation from that contractual standpoint with Sport Trust and Pat Dye Jr. and my marketing reps there. They do a great job, done a great job so far in my career. Going to continue to have support and trust and, you know, their decision-making. Obviously, we're going to be head-in-head with that. But, you know, like I said, just focusing on what I can control right now. Did what I could on the field, doing what I can right now in the offseason. And once we cross that bridge, we'll see what the future holds for me.
All right, so one more thought about that bridge. I mean, fit is so important, but so is getting what you're worth on the open market. So would you be willing to take a hometown discount to stay in Arizona, or do you owe it to yourself to see what's out there?
Yeah, man, that's really a great question. You know, it was a weird year in a sense to me being on the transition tag and feeling like another contract year, because I felt like I played pretty well at the end of the last year, you know, still trying to find my footing in the consistency of, you know, the running game. And then this year, I felt like I put too much pressure on myself to go out there and just make plays continuously instead of just playing ball, letting the game come to me. That's something that I've been trying to get a footing with in my entire career, to be honest, because I'm used to being a home run hitter, you know, coming in, making a spark. But when, you know, you got the brunt of the running game on your shoulders, the most important thing you can do is just be consistent. Going out there, down in and down out, getting the yards that are there, and, you know, not trying to put too much pressure on yourself to make too many big plays that aren't there. That's a testament to just my maturity and continuing to see myself build my running game, my repertoire up in that degree. So I guess with a long-winded answer, I don't know. I would love the opportunity to come back to Arizona, but also do want to, you know, get the most of what I feel like I deserve. So we'll see.
Kenyon Drake's my guest. You know, one of the things I appreciate about the conversation you and I had last summer is the fact that we could talk about things away from football. As an example, you recently did a master class with NASA astronauts. How did that come to be? How did you get into space, astronomy, and aeronautics?
Yeah, I've always had a calling to it, I guess, per se. Now, my mathematics and science background didn't necessarily allow me to kind of go into that field. So luckily, my athletic ability and, you know, things of that sort was able to make up for what I lacked in that degree. But I've always had a love for outer space. For science, for just the things that astronauts and scientists do for the world and expanding our horizons. So given that opportunity with the platform that I have, I feel like you can almost be able to reach into different bags if I wasn't I didn't have this blessing of a platform being an NFL player. So my marketing rep was able to reach out to NASA. I've done a couple of you wouldn't think that NASA needs any type of social media boost from myself personally, but you know they were open arms to me promoting things that they were doing on their social media platform, and they opened up the chance for me to just be a fly on the wall on a Zoom meeting call with scientists and personnel that are leading the charge for the Perseverance rover that just recently landed in Mars. So congratulations to the Success and Humanity for that. And it was just a great thing to be a part of, and just to listen and just soak in knowledge of people that are literally out of this world.
Literally out of this world. I'm glad you mentioned it like that. So when you talk about people that are literally out of this world and other horizons, I'm not sure how much thought you've given to this, but if you had to say, do you believe there are other forms of life somewhere out there?
Yes, of course. I would be doing a disservice to not only myself and my beliefs, but just what we are as, you know, beings in this vast, vast universe, man. I mean, there are so many opportunities in this, our own world, to be whatever we want to be. So then once you think about the vastness of space and just the possibilities of what could be out there, like, it's limitless. So you can't say that we're the only one. I can't say intelligent life, because we don't know, but there's for sure, you know, somewhere where there's microbial life beings, you know, forming, you know, maybe they kind of, you know, had their life cycle go through and pass with a dying sun that, you know, went through its life cycle. And maybe there's just so many things that we don't know. If you look out into that vast darkness out there and you see those stars, lights coming to you, that's literally a picture of the light that at that time, what it looked like. And that was the stars are hundreds of millions of light years from us from now. We don't even know what it looks like in the present day. That's just what the picture looks like from that time span. So it's crazy to really think about the vastness of space.
My man. Yeah, I don't know for certain. I've never actually seen it with my two eyes. I would think it would be pretty arrogant to think we're the only ones. Listen, you're an ambassador for Smile Train. For those who do not know, what is Smile Train all about? How did you first get involved with that?
Yeah, Smile Train is a nonprofit organization that benefits cleft lip and cleft palate victims. Well, I can't say victims. They're really born that way. And that's something that means dear to my heart, because, you know, I was blessed to be born, you know, with the ability to run, jump, speak, just, you know, little things that we take for granted. And when you have a hole in your mouth or a hole in your lip, it prevents you from having, you know, perfect speech, being able to eat, drink, just a lot of different things that we take for granted. And with it being a very cheap surgery, a donation of like a little over $100 to help somebody who literally changed their whole life around, from kids to adults. And I was able to visit Brazil, Rio de Janeiro to be exact, and also visited Mexico City like 2-3 years ago now. Was planning on going to Peru, but obviously COVID put a stop to that. So I'm just excited to continue to be an ambassador now, just from a distance, in terms of just using my platform to continue to push out their goals and dreams of continuing to make this world a better place.
Good for you. Arizona Cardinals running back Kenyon Drake, my guest, 2-time national champion from Alabama as well. He is a Smile Train ambassador and much more. Kenyon, appreciate you. Great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much. Let's be sure we do it again soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on as always.
Always good to talk to you, Kenyon. Appreciate you. Thank you. Kenyon Drake, good conversation. Really interesting conversation.